thousands of auto workers aren't working. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
So retail, we are the new day.
They went on strike after midnight at three plants demanding big pay raises, a four-day work week, and better benefits. The automakers say they can't afford all that, but have made historic counteroffers. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble just talked to GM CEO Mary Barra.
No one wins. The employee doesn't win. The communities suffer. You know, at General Motors, for every one job we have, it supports six other jobs in the economy.
They have said that they will be able to scale up this strike if they choose to. This is the first time the UAW has gone on strike against all of the big three automakers at once. As we speak, workers are off the job picketing at a GM plant in Missouri, a Ford plant in Michigan, and a Stellantis plant in Ohio.
We expect reaction soon to the strike from President Biden, a big supporter of unions. His son Hunter's been indicted on three felony gun charges. But his lawyer blames what he calls Republican crazies for pressuring the special counsel after a tax evasion plea deal fell apart in July that would have wiped away a gun charge. But Republicans are wary of the indictment.
I do think this is a smokescreen designed to dupe the public.
Presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy tells Fox Business as House Republicans investigate President Biden for his alleged role in his son's overseas business dealings.
I believe they are selling off and have sold off our foreign policy in return for privately enriching their family.
Ramaswamy's third in the 2024 Republican race in a new Fox News poll, just behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's 47 points back of the front runner.
The new poll shows 6 of 10 GOP voters backing former President Trump.
A Trump critic is way, way back in the poll.
Ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is the candidate 53% of Republicans say they would never vote for.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
We don't know exactly when yet. The President Biden will make comments about the auto workers' strike that started after midnight, but it comes a day after he touted his economic agenda.
Maganomics, as the president called the Republican spending proposal, is about saying what they're against.
All they've really done is attack me and my economic plan. There hadn't been much else.
And with the government shutdown looming at the end of this month, President Biden accused Republicans of reneging on a budget deal.
Well, they're back at it again. Breaking their commitment, threatening more cuts, and threatening to shut down government again.
Republicans blame high inflation on the administration's spending programs, and polls do continue to show voters are dissatisfied with President Biden's handling of the economy. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
If there is no budget agreement in Congress to fund the government, it would trigger a partial government shutdown next month. On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed up for the Dow, down for the NASDAQ the day after big gains for both. There's another lawsuit challenging another red state's transgender law, North Dakota's.
The ban, which took effect in April, goes as far as to criminalize doctors' performance of gender-affirming surgery on minors with a felony charge and charge healthcare providers who prescribe hormone treatments or puberty blockers with a misdemeanor. Robert Dolny's family is among the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. His 12-year-old transgender son now forced to go to neighboring Minnesota for his treatments.
By passing this law, these politicians have intruded on our lives and inserted themselves into decisions that they have no business being involved in.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Quigley says his office will evaluate the lawsuit. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Thursday night football, Philadelphia kicked off week two of the NFL season, beating Minnesota 34-28. The Eagles, who went to the Super Bowl last season, are now 2-0. The Vikings have lost their first two games. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Here's a look at local news. Health officials confirming that a batch of mosquitoes recently tested positive for West Nile in McDonough County. The batch collected September 7th in Macomb. Virus transmitted through mosquito bites, but the insects have to pick it up from the feeding of an infected bird. Many fire departments from various Champaign County towns responded to a structure fire in Urbana off Route 130 between Curtis and Windsor Roads. Neighbor says a two-story garage with an apartment on top caught fire. The cause is under investigation. Number of current and former Central Illinois United States Postal Service workers charged with fraud related to the Paycheck Protection Program, a federal grand jury indicting 19 PPP providing federally backed funds to small businesses that were directly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, gas prices continue to fluctuate around the state. Your best bet, find the cheap. Look around for the best prices. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. All right, my friends, we have a superstar meteorologist. His name is Greg Solier. He knows all about weather, and we have a good one going here, buddy. You're putting it in the old weather machine, and it's working well.
That's right, my friend. We're cranking away at some fine September weather. We'll have a little weak weather system in the neighborhood of no great impact to football activities, especially Memorial Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff at 11, some clouds, and there might be a sprinkle around. Nothing to impact the tailgating and or the ball game. 68-69 at kickoff time, about 11 o'clock or so, and later in the day we'll top out into the upper 70s. And that'll be the story here. Back to more seasonal temperatures for the foreseeable future. No major systems. The only thing on the maps and charts, one feature of the Pacific Northwest. That looks like a healthy one. And a bit of snow in the higher peaks of the northern Rockies. And, of course, Lee making a run into coastal sections of the Northeast and more so down eastern Maine and far northern New England. We'll sit in between with a warm-up in temperatures. Still lots of summertime to go here in the maps and charts out the next couple of weeks. Sunshine for the day today. We're at 55 at Willard and Savoy. Later on today, 77 the forecast high and a light east southeasterly wind. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 51. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. There may be a couple of drops of rain, both morning and late afternoon. 7-8 the high. South winds on the light side turn to the west. A sprinkle in 54 tomorrow night. Maybe a brief rain shower in spots here Sunday morning. No big deal. And a high up to 76. Gorgeous weather ahead next week. Get out and enjoy. 78 on Monday. Up near 80 Tuesday into the low 80s next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We're going to talk about prostate and that. And guys pee slower. Is that not proper to say?
I mean, I don't know anything about your parts, so I don't know how that works. But Michelle D'Orso, a nurse practitioner in urology at Carl, is talking about this inside the next, 15-20 minutes.
Well, somebody in your life is, feeling the pressure, they got to go, and then they can't go, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The question I have is, how do you keep a prostate healthy as you age? What is there some secret...
Probably just drink a whole lot of water. That's the solution to everything. It seems like we all need to drink a whole lot more water.
Well, you need to drink, I've heard all kinds of numbers, but you should drink at least, 8 glasses of 8-ounce water?
Right,
something like that.
I found that I was living dehydrated whenever I talked to a health advisor. They're just, wow. You need to be drinking more water and not, tea and stuff like that.
Well, why wouldn't tea be okay? It's liquid.
It's water. You really need to get water.
Well, we'll talk to the nurse practitioner.
That's right.
About everything. All
Michelle
our guests
will set us right.
We'll get her on the phone in a moment. We are giving away 4 50-yard line seats from Sarah Champaign. 50-yard line, 17 rows up. You can see just over the helmets. It's really close, like you're at a high school football game, except it's a nationally televised game, Penn State and Illinois tomorrow. I don't even know what the face on these are. I think the tickets we have and you're giving
75
away.
$75.
$75, and those aren't on the 50.
I know.
So I can't imagine. So if you're interested in this or you know somebody who might be, tell them to text in Illini.
Absolutely.
217-359-2255. We're going to get a winner here before the top of this next hour.
So. One of our favorite Illini fans, Lou Lier, at the Ties and Tennies event for Champaign Park District yesterday, raising money for the Youth Scholarship Fund.
As good of a man as you'll ever meet and as good as a woman, Lou and Mary Lier.
Yes.
I mean, they're just superstars in our town. They have been for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just Lou's just Lou and Mary just are at function after function.
Absolutely.
And they're wonderful, wonderful people.
And University of Illinois Alumni Association. And boy, they got some plans. I mean, we're a month away from homecoming. So that's going to be on Friday night.
Woo.
And we'll be live at Pia's on all of that. It's going to be a blast. Speaking of Pia's, they've got the Central and Centennial reunion, 40th reunion. And of course, that big game tonight. So that'll be a whole lot of fun locally.
I think Centennial will be favored, I would guess, if they have things like that.
Right.
Centennial's
we had Kyle Jackson on, a couple weeks ago and talked about
this. Central's either 1-2 or 2-1, mm-hmm. and Centennial's undefeated, and their Gazette picked them again second week in a row, best team in the area. So Centennial and Kyle Jackson, they do have it going on. They made the playoffs last year. All right, check your sports headlines coming up.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40. Trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at fightingillini.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, D&D Advertising has the new 2023 football schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses. SK Exteriors, George Malik Company, Beast Mode Painting LLC, KCM Auto Care, Mike Williams Heating Air Plumbing Sewer, Champaign Eye Professionals, Radiant Solar LLC, Thomas Memmer, Attorneys at Law, Horn Insulation, Drips Inc., Twin City Industrial Rubber Hose and Hydraulics, Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Inspire your wedding and events. Please patronize these fine businesses as they are an asset to our community. D&D Advertising Enterprises. D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports, institution, or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from these funds collected from your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. D&D Advertising is not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
All right, sports headlines at 8:15.
Philadelphia and St. Louis Cardinals with Zach Thompson on the mound. How are you feeling about Zach for our Cardinals?
Yeah, nice young left-hander.
Okay.
Just inconclusive evidence whether he's a starter next year. Cardinals are just trying to figure out next year and what kind of draft pick they're going to get.
Okay, good. Well, I was popping around to a few events yesterday. The Pillar Leadership Celebration at Carmen's for the United Way. And then Ties and Tennies with the Champaign Park District. At each of those events, people were asking about Jacob and how he's doing in the AAA for Cincinnati Reds.
Jacob is a future son-in-law. Grace's future husband has had a wonderful year. I mean, he is he's doing great. He's a leadoff hitter for the Louisville Bats, AAA. And 5 weeks in of AAA ball this year, he is hitting over 400.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's nuts.
Okay, well, I got it right that he's doing good and really wrapping up the season inside the next few weeks.
9 games, right. As far as you know. Can he get called up to the Reds? Anything's possible. He is certainly playing that well. Made a diving catch in the outfield the other day. So he's just had a great year, and he's super fast. I think he leads every division and every league and every minor league in triples with 10. He has 7 home runs. He's really grown this year. He's had a great year, and he was the Cincinnati Reds Player of the Month for August, which is a big deal.
That's awesome. Cubs in Arizona, 8:40 start over on US 105.9. Minnesota's at Chicago White Sox, 6:40 start. Eagles over the Vikings, 34-28. On Sunday at noon, we've got Green Bay at Atlanta. The Bears are in Tampa Bay. Indy is in Houston. Monday Night Football has your Saints in action in Carolina for the Panthers. Our number 7 Illini taking on Illinois, 11 a.m. kickoff. If you go in early, there's the $3 hot dogs and drinks. You've also got Red Grange working the Grange Grove area 3 hours. You've got the Illini walk.
It's a fun event, but it is early. It's not as fun when it's 11 because you don't have as much time.
I know.
So that's the only bummer. But you know what? I'm a little nervous just because they're my team. They're my guys. They're my coaches. And we have an opportunity because there's going to be a lot of people there that bought tickets early. And want to be, you know, looked at the season, said Penn State would be a good one to go to. So if we have 45 or 50,000, we're going to try our best, but we have an exceptional football team that's visiting, and they want to beat us because we beat them in 9 overtimes at their place 2 years ago. They haven't forgotten that, even if it's a different team.
Right.
So they're going to come in, they're going to put whatever they can on us, and we got to compete. If we're competitive, good game, I think people will be fairly pleased even if we don't win. But dang it! It's so much pressure because you got to do well against a team like this. And the biggest deal is there's so many people coming that never come.
Right.
There'll be 10 or 15,000 people, I bet, that have never been there.
Illinois volleyball lost to USC in that Boilermaker Challenge. They've got a game this afternoon. Number 9 Illinois Golf with the, is it the Players' Championship at Olympia?
It's a rider. That's a big fundraiser over the weekend at Olympia Fields. That's where they have the silent auctions.
Right.
Johnny bought that for Nathaniel, got the caddy for DA Point.
Okay, good.
Got the caddy in the John Deere on a Thursday.
That'd be fun. Well,
it was a lot of work carrying the bag and making sure every 4 holes DA has his peanut butter sandwich in his hands. Yeah, and DA was in the sand a lot that day, so Nathaniel was raking a lot that day. But no, it's a big fundraiser for Mike Small's team, one of the best golf programs in the United States, and the cold weather team of the year every year, because usually you get a kid in Florida, he's not coming to Champaign. Well, he might with the Mergian Center.
Absolutely.
This will never happen again. So enjoy the moment because golf will never be. It's just unbelievable what he's done. It's unbelievable.
But I think the Ryder Cup is Justin Thomas, I think, on the leaderboard.
He got a 69. It's good to have JT on the Ryder Cup team.
Right.
All right. We'll check your Fox Business Minute to see what the markets are looking like as we close it out on Friday. ESPN 93.5 at 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, pleasant spell of September weather ahead over the next couple of days. A little more of the way of cloudiness as the weekend progresses, and maybe even a few drops of rain here and there of no consequence. Looking for some late summertime warm. Plenty of that ahead for next week and into the following week, a couple of showers as well. So a little bit of everything for everyone, including some concerns over the expanding dryness across the area. That'll be the story here, a good part of the fall season. Sunny and 77 today, light 90 southeasterly wind, 51 in the overnight low for tonight. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow, about 68 or so at kickoff. Tomorrow late morning, 78 later in the ball game, maybe a sprinkle in the air of no consequence, light wind. Tomorrow night, maybe a sprinkle and a brief shower, low down to 54. Clouds, maybe a stray sprinkly rain shower early in the day. Sunday, the high to 76. Nice weather ahead next week. Highs at 78 on Monday, up near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows near 60. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It cost more to buy imported things last month. It's another sign of how higher oil and gas prices are impacting inflation. Import prices rose 0.5% in August. Excluding fuel, the increase was only 0.1%. However, manufacturing business improved in the Northeast this month. The New York Fed's Empire State Manufacturing Survey improved to a reading of 1.9. Economists were predicting a decline. General Motors CEO Mary Barra tells Fox Business the company has an historic offer on the table and is ready to keep negotiations going. She says the targeted walkout that happened overnight against the big three automakers has left her extremely frustrated and disappointed. Barra says it won't be good for the economy overall. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham and Urbana or online at BlossomBasket.com. Michelle DeLorso, how are you?
I'm great. DeLorso,
Carl Urology. She's a nurse and now nurse practitioner for the past 10 years. We get to talk about Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and I kind of want to start at the very beginning here.
Second leading cause of death amongst men, heart disease first.
Prostate is a big deal.
Right.
So the little prostate's like a little ping pong ball down in the groin area for boys. Is that kind of what it is?
Correct. It's about the size of a walnut, and it's under the bladder. It surrounds the urethra, which is the tube that urine comes out, and it produces seminal fluid to transport the sperm.
Okay, so how do I keep my prostate healthy so that I don't pee slowly? How does that work?
So some of the things that you can do to help keep your prostate healthy is to make sure that your diet is full of lots of fruits and vegetables. We recommend foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals, preferably over supplements. We recommend exercise most days of the week. This can help you maintain good weight and improve your mood. If you're overweight, we do recommend that you add more exercise and reduce your calories. Biggest thing is to get your prostate cancer screening done.
Okay. How do you tell? I don't want to scare men off. What's the test involve?
So first step usually is to assess your risk factors. And risk factors include blood relatives such as a parent, sibling, child, age. So your age, as you increase in age, your risk factor goes up. Second of all, black men, we don't really know why, and obese men are higher risk for prostate cancer, but also more aggressive. So first off, we need to know what your risk factors are.
Why would an African American be more? It's really weird. Why would that happen?
We unfortunately, we're not really sure, but part of it may be some socioeconomic issues with diets and things like that.
Okay. So, and so heavy is never really good in life, right?
No, it is not. Okay. So, now the test is fairly simple. So after we check your risk factors, we start with a blood test.
Okay.
And that is usually recommended to be checked every 1 to 2 years.
And again, early detection, like all cancers, is critical.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, there may be a rectal exam involved, but it is a simple, short, quick, fairly painless procedure that we also use as another testing tool.
Well, and some people, speaking of that, feel like if they get a colonoscopy that they're going to be good in that prostate area too.
And yes, many people do think that, and it is a good thought process because we do the exam through the rectum. However, we can't visualize the prostate through the rectum. It is outside the colon, so it's not the test we do for prostate cancer.
Okay.
But we do want you to get your colonoscopies for your colon.
Are there alert issues, you know, if someone is having trouble peeing, Michelle, or something like that?
Absolutely. Usually we start seeing some symptoms of an enlarged prostate, which does not mean prostate cancer, with symptoms like maybe urinating a little more frequently, getting up a little bit more in the middle of the night, urine stream may be a little bit slower, not feeling like you can empty all the way. Mm. Those are usually some early signs that we say, hey, let's get you into your doctor and start seeing what's going on.
But why can't you just, your nurse practitioner, just write me a script, fix it. Just give me something, huh? Just fix it. Just give me something.
Well, we would love to be able to just fix it. And some of enlarged prostate is something that we can treat. However, we need to make sure that there's no cancer hiding in that enlarged
prostate. The fear is a spread, correct? I mean, it could go
absolutely.
From, and I can't take it out, right?
Well, there is surgeries, and radiation is one thing that can be done to treat prostate cancer if you do have it. However, with prostate cancer, some of them are slow growing, and we may just monitor. The more aggressive types do require intervention.
Yeah,
so I'm just wondering,
you live without your prostate? Can you remove a prostate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, this is fascinating and so critical on the size of a dang walnut. Come on, man. Really? All
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I just don't know why guys, Michelle, don't like talking about this and getting it done.
I don't know where your perspective, because I don't have any hesitation. I just think it's pretty common. Said 1 in 8 even get prostate cancer. 1 in 8 in their lifetime. That's a crazy number, Michelle. But I mean, if a guy gets older and they pee slower, I think that's kind of normal, I think.
Well, unfortunately, that's kind of the thought process. And unfortunately, that is not necessarily just a mechanism of aging. The prostate does grow your entire life, but it is not always causing issues. Okay. So if there are issues,
it's possible to be 70 and not pee slow. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Come on, man.
I mean, you might not pee like a 20-year-old, but...
Right, I get it. But again, getting older, your body gets older. Everything is aging. We're all headed that direction. But me being...
But it shouldn't be dribbling out.
Oh, I got you. But me being involved in my son's CrossFit gym is a positive thing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and realize that prostate cancer rates have declined by about half from 1993 to 2013 just due to the screenings.
Okay, you got to do screening. That's really number one. I had blood taken 2 weeks ago about that, so I'm glad I did that.
Well, thank you, Stevie, for getting your screenings done.
Right.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of bad things out there, but certainly catching stuff early, I've found
that absolutely
kind of common denominator. And everything, and great care. Michelle, you know your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on,
Michelle. Thank you. Everybody come see us at Carl Urology.
All right, so we don't ask for you. We just come to Carl Urology?
Yes. Have your primary provider. First step is your primary provider.
Okay.
And they can refer you over if need be.
Okay, good.
Well, you did a great job. You ever done this?
Once or twice.
You're really good at it, Michelle.
Yes. She comes across well. If people need more information, carl.org has so many resources for people.
Yeah, we got it all
Absolutely.
Going. It's Michelle DeLorso, Carl.
Correct.
Carl Urology, nurse practitioner. Way to go. You're helping people.
Well, thank you guys for helping people and spread the word.
Well, we appreciate you being on. Thank you. Hope we can chat again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle DeLorso. She's from Carl, and she's in urology. So I guess, guys, you get a blood test.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. We appreciate Carl being on. Again, carl.org for details.
Loves talking to smart people. Really, really enlightening.
We like doing that on ESPN 93.5.
Would not have known it's the size of a walnut. All the prostate issues, it's a walnut.
Okay.
It's an itty-bitty guy.
Right.
Come on, man. All right, we're right back in a moment. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:30, News, Weather, Sports. Another half hour to go.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
I'm Chris Foster. A United Auto Workers strike starts with walk-offs at three plants to start, a Stellantis plant in Ohio, General Motors in Missouri, and Ford in Michigan.
About 13,000 union members are involved in this first round of walk-offs. The big three say that they do believe that they put forth some very generous packages. Contract talks, they are not expected to happen at all today, but they will resume again on Saturday.
Robin Murdoch with Fox 2 Detroit in Wayne, Michigan. A storm's approaching the New England coast.
Hurricane Lee bringing rough surf, high waves, coastal flooding, beach erosion, the risk for tropical storm force winds, some storm surge, and even tropical tornadoes as the heavy rain bands scrape eastern New England. The system is expected to make landfall in eastern Canada, but folks in the Northeast should monitor Lee's path.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, the storm's maximum sustained winds now about 85 miles an hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Here's a look at local news. Several days after an explosion tore through the east plant of the ADM complex in Decatur, the plant evacuated again Wednesday. An employee noticing smoke during a walkthrough of the plant, out of the abundance of caution, the immediate area evacuated, and the fire department called for support. The area deemed safe, and employees then again allowed to re-enter. A Washington, D.C. public relations firm facing backlash for working with former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Madigan hiring SKDK for guidance in 2018 as his office faced sexual harassment allegations. However, at the same time, the firm providing support to former Madigan campaign worker who filed a lawsuit accusing the former speaker of retaliating against her when she reported her direct supervisor had harassed her. Illinois Department of Public Health endorsing a CDC recommendation for everyone over the age of 6 months to receive the newly FDA-approved COVID-19 shots, the updated vaccines developed by Moderna and Pfizer. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth. Well, it's Friday. Busey's been around since, well, I guess Busey started here after U of I, right? 1867 U of I, 1868 Busey. So when you get married, you probably need to talk amongst yourselves about where everybody is with money. You can decide if you want individual spending or your own account. You want to have your own account or you want to do a joint thing. Couples that tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, they're going to find their relationships better for it. Calculate monthly costs. Choose how bills will be paid. Share your credit. Make sure everybody's open. Send, here's what I got. Here's what I'm doing. What are you going to do when you're talking retirement? I know if you're 25, 30, you're thinking, oh, retirement's a long way away. What's the plan so that you can retire and have enough money? Whether you're just starting out or maybe you're celebrating a milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all your accounts in one place with five lines of business: personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations to get started. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle Saturday had a fairly quiet weather picture expected over the weekend. Weak upper system introduced some cloudiness and a sprinkle over the course of the weekend. Ought to be in good shape, though, weather-wise for football Saturday around these parts. 68 at kickoff later in the day. Temperatures well into the 70s. And looking for some late summertime warmth. Plenty of that ahead for next week in a largely dry weather pattern as well. Sunny and 77, the forecast time for your Friday with a light east to southeast wind, partly cloudy skies tonight, 51. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Again, maybe a sprinkle comes along as the day wears on. 78 later in the ballgame on a south wind shifting westerly. Maybe a sprinkle early and a shower late tomorrow night, low down to 54. And there may be a stray shower here on Sunday morning. No big deal. Clouds, some sun, high to about 76. Warm up next week to 78 on Monday. Tuesday high near 80 on increasing southeast to south winds. Lower 80s then for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows down near 60. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party. 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
That's McLean Stahl, game day special. How are you, brother?
Morning, Stevie. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, we've got a big orange out. What's
going on, hell to the orange out.
What do we got here, man? What's happening tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, Memorial Stadium's full of a lot of fans and orange cheering on Illinois to beat Penn State. That's the goal, at least, right?
Yep, you bet. Well, Brett had mentioned he thinks it's going to be the biggest crowd that they – and we had 49 for Toledo, so we can't touch 50, can we? Really? Man.
I hope so.
That'd be awesome. Well, I mean,
it's too bad that they're not working with Game Day Spirit on getting those orange uniforms. On the guy, supply chain issues.
What's the coach said? Supply chain issues. That's going. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Remember, remind me in 2025 to blame COVID for something, McLean. Come on, man. Get the jerseys. Come on. Anyway, you guys got plenty of new stuff too now, don't you?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. You know, we're always bringing in brand new product. Got a lot of great. A lot of great things that we're selling at our stores on Neal Street, Green Street, and also down there in Greensgrove on game days as well. So, you know, if you stop by, I'm sure you'll be sure to find something that you like.
Well, I mean, that Neal and Kirby, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a kiosk when you started. You got the whole dang thing. It was a huge store.
I love
store.
That. It's the whole area there now, right?
Nice looking place. That's great visibility.
Yeah, no, we were super excited to get that that spot expanded and think that it is just such a great location, especially, you know, when you're looking at game days, you have so many people walking to the game, and it's a great spot to just hop in and see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think, man? Can we hang there with a really good Penn State team?
I think we have a chance, yeah. I think the last couple of games we played some really mobile quarterbacks, and I think this is more of a, you know, Big Ten football, so I'm excited to see, you know, what we can do. And I really like Altmaier. I think he's great. So, you know, I definitely believe in him and what we're doing. So hoping for a big game and a big win this weekend.
All right, we got the merch still right there as I come into Memorial Stadium on the
Grange
west side.
Grangegrove.
It's right there. Grangegrove, we're still there.
Yep. Yep, if you're in the stadium, we got a spot there right in Grange Grove, and then we also have a couple spots throughout the east and west concourses as well.
Well, you get a lot of people who drive down from Chicago, and they got armfuls, and they leave because that's their chance to buy great
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Yep, no, absolutely. That's the goal, and like I said, we like to have a great selection. So, you know, we're confident if you stop by one of our stores or even our Grange Grove or Memorial Stadium locations that you'll find something that you'll really like. So, you know, especially with this Saturday, make sure that it's orange. We want to make sure that that orange out is going to be successful.
I'm wearing one of my number 50 jerseys right now that was given away at the Pia's location. And McLean, 50 is Butkus, of course, but is there another guy that's wearing 50 these days?
No, it's a retired.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah. Now, there's only 150, baby. That's it.
That's right. I love it.
All right, my friend. McLean Stahl will be looking for all our orange from Game Day Spirit. Let's go, Illini. Let's beat those Nittany Lions.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right, buddy.
Go, Illini.
20 till 9, ESPN 93.5. McLean Stahl on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Awesome. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Brett Bielema's football team just wants to play.
Well, obviously excited to get back out on the playing field. I think anytime you have a game like we did last Friday to get back out there as whatever players, coaches, really fans probably. So excited for a Penn State game. I know we got an anticipated crowd, probably as big as we've had here since I've been here. So excited for that. Orange out, all that goes into it, I think, for us as head coach. I tried to get orange jerseys here. We're going to go all orange, but the supply chain issue popped in, so we can't get our orange jerseys, but we'll be in our traditional orange, blue, orange. Excited to play a Penn State team that's obviously highly ranked for a reason, good football team, but I think our guys know and understand it's about what we do, how we handle our moment, and to be in this situation is nothing more than, couldn't ask for anything more. So. Well, I think the big thing is it's a longevity look, right? I think people take a little bit of a synopsis, right, of what they saw Friday, you know, and what they saw Saturday. I think Toledo put up 70 points against the team they played, and obviously Kansas played fairly well the week before. So I think there's a natural tendency of everybody in the world to just jump into, you want instant results. So I think it's a very important thing to kind of take an inventory of where we're at. I didn't claim instant success after, you know, having a bowl game in January. I talked about sustaining success, and what I'm talking about, I signed a six-year contract for a reason. I want to sustain it over a period of time. I think people that look at one game windows and try to treat it as a moment in time that lasts forever really missed the boat. You know, I definitely brought it up to those guys literally on Sunday night when we got together and talked about what's coming in front of us, because I knew it was going to be brought up to them.
Talk about the 9 overtime win 2 years ago.
Okay.
That team went over there, obviously on the road a little bit different, but they're ranked number 7 in the country. And I believe we were 2-5 at the time and began to do things a little better, but need to have something that kind of gave us something to stand on in that game. I think in particular, a lot of people look at that and say, okay, this is when Illinois started to show that they could play at a level that everybody else can play at. So I think that moment in time, but that time is behind us. A lot of our good players, I asked for a show of hands in our first meeting on Sunday, or I'm sorry, our last meeting on Sunday when we kind of turned the page and went into Kansas prep, you know, who's played Penn State in this room, right? And only the guys in the first couple of rows raised their hands. This is my 6th time against them. So to play Penn State is one thing, but to play them in an environment at home and hopefully be able to have success, that's something you'll remember for life.
Okay, yeah, no, listen, it is an opportunity. It's and this is, you know, it's always a process. It just, you kind of walking in sand, you kind of move forward, then you slip a little back. I mean, that's the process of becoming a winning culture, a winning program. And, you know, the first season was 5-7. He famously said, I didn't come here to go 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year, we just, one of those great years where you didn't see it coming. They win 8 games. They go 7-1. We have a chance to go to the Big Ten Championship, lose a couple games at home. But that's the process. You slip back a little bit. So here we go. 2 very, very good football teams to start the year. He would not have chosen these 2. And we were 1-1. Could be 0-2. And
right.
Probably couldn't have been 2-0 because I didn't see us competing much with Kansas. So it's a new week, all kinds of adjustments. We got a kid in the backfield, the defensive backfield, that I think Matt Bailey's back and actually practiced before the Kansas game and just wasn't cleared. So I think he'll help. His experience will help.
Yeah.
But Penn State is an excellent football team who has sights on the national championship. So this isn't just Penn State. This is a high-level Penn State, and that means excellent team. We'll have to play really, really well to be in this football game. You can't turn it over, can't make these post-whistle flags, like, you know, late hit and all these other things, or whatever it is.
We
can't have that.
Right.
We have to play a clean game.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think you compete with them, and you just want to be in the fourth quarter, not sure who's going to win is probably ideal. Can we do that? I think we can.
Boy, and the weather looks great.
Yep, it's going to be idyllic weather. Our last call for people who want to enter our big giveaway this morning is with Sarah Champagne for 50-yard line seats. This has to go to you, or at least your good friend or your mom and dad, whatever it is. I just don't want you scalping them. These are primo seats on the 50, 17 rows up above the football helmet, so you'll see beautifully, plus an outstanding parking pass. How often do you get this? You have to text in Illini. Last call. We'll get a winner here in the next 15 minutes. 217-359-2255. Text Illini if you want to have a chance at these four prime seats for tomorrow.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, D&D Advertising has the new 2023 football schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses. SK Exteriors, George Malik Company, Beast Mode Painting LLC, Express Employment Professionals, Remco Electric, Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, Bud Street Care, Inspire Your Wedding and Events, Studio Nail, Nicole's Hair and Brow Studio, Armor Shield Coatings LLC, Gray Eulalium Black DDS, Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete. Please patronize these fine businesses as they are an asset to our community. D&D Advertising Enterprises. D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports institution, or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from these funds collected from your ads will be given to any educational institution or sports team. D&D Advertising is not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
All right, sports headlines one more time.
I keep trying to get information to make sure we're good with our qualifier that's going to stop by Sarah Automotive and get these four primo tickets,
yeah,
Stevie.
Working on it.
Yes, 359-2255, texting in the word Illini to go tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we face number 7 Penn State. Going early for those $3 hot dogs and drinks. There's all kinds of festivities in the morning. Enjoy and go Illini. Right now, Penn State 14.5. Favorites in that game. Eagles over the Vikings last night in NFL action. 34-28 was the final. Green Bay in Atlanta, Bears in Tampa Bay, Indies in Houston as far as our Sunday at noon action. And then Monday is the Saints and Carolina. Tonight we have Philadelphia and St. Louis at 7:15 here on ESPN 93.5. Across the hallway it's DBJ Broadcasting. Cubs in Arizona with an 8:40 start. Illinois volleyball in action at the Boilermaker Challenge later today. Illinois golf at Olympia Field with a fundraiser.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com, or call Chuck Ruth.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference, thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, pleasant spell of September weather ahead over the next couple of days. A little more in the way of cloudiness as the weekend progresses, and maybe even a few drops of rain here and there of no consequence. Looking for some late summertime warm. Plenty of that ahead for next week and into the following week. A couple of showers as well. So a little bit of everything for everyone, including some concerns over the expanding dryness across the area. That'll be the story here. A good part of the fall season. Sunny and 77 today. Mighty southeasterly wind, 51 in the overnight low for tonight. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow, about 68 or so. A kickoff tomorrow late morning, 78 later in the ball game. Maybe a sprinkle in the air of no consequence, light wind. Tomorrow night, maybe a sprinkle and a brief shower, low down to 54. Clouds, maybe a stray sprinkly rain shower early in the day. Sunday, the high to 76. Nice weather ahead next week. Highs at 78 on Monday, up near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows near 60. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Maddie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Maddie Ambrose was one of the zillions of people that really wanted to win these tickets. Mm-hmm. Maddie?
Yes, we're huge Illinois fans, and we try to go to every game possible. We love supporting the Illini sport.
Well, you're going to sit on the 50-yard line tomorrow, yes! Maddie. You win!
Yay! That's awesome!
50-yard line seats. I got four of them. I've got a parking pass. You're going to be right there. You're going to say, what the heck? I want to sit here every game,
exactly. Perfect. Yes. No, we're so excited. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Now, you have orange to wear, I presume. Right. Is that right?
Yes, the orange out game. Yes, we have a lot of orange in our closet.
We're excited that you won. Congratulations. We're going to send you over to Sarah Champaign. Tyler Burton is your guy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an adventure. Where's Waldo? Where's Tyler? You find Tyler. He's going to have your name. You have all the stuff that you'll get. You'll have an armored truck escort as you leave because they're so valuable. Anyway, it'll be fun.
Perfect.
Enjoy. I can't wait to hear how it is.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maddie.
Go Illini.
Maddie wins today from Sarah Champagne. Thank you to Ben Quattro and Tyler Burton. If every time they give us these tickets, I go to you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Maddie.
Exactly.
I'm putting her there, you can give her some details. All right,
I'm
Diane.
I'm so excited. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Listen to the boys this afternoon on The Drive After 3. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, four, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at FightingIllini.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, I mean, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis and I'll give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Marilyn is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept. For Merle Norman.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Curtis Orchard, Randy explains,
So this is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. Our employees enjoy each other's company. They enjoy interacting with the public. So we're looking for some capable, friendly, enthusiastic young people and older people alike who want a part-time job to be employees for the season.
It means a lot to us that our customers are like family and our employees are like family. We have a lot of employees that have been with us 15 to 20 years. They come back every year, and it's because we all like working together. We all enjoy working together. And even though it gets really frantic in the fall, if you've ever been out there on a fall weekend, you know what I'm talking about. It's just wonderful to get to know your customers, your community, and be able to serve them.
So we want friendly people who have the same values that we have, you know, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the